Peripi Walker has had a long time as an advocate for our reo Māori. He chairs Ngā Kaiwhakapūmau I te reo and also has worked in broadcasting for many years. In fact, without the support of guys like Peripi, this platform would not exist. So I am very indebted to him and Huirangi Waikiripuru and others who fought to get broadcasting rights for Tangata Whenua. And Peripi's kindly with us from Te Whangarui Ātara. E te rangatira, Peripi, tēnā koe.
Tēnā la koe, Dale, e te hoa. Ngā mihi kia koe noho maina e tēnā kūranga. O tēnā te iwi katoa, o te motu tēnā rawa tū koutou, I roti ngā tini āhuatanga o te wā.
Tēnā koe, Peripi. Look, it feels like an assault on kaupapa Māori. And we are reminded, too, that the use of te reo, which we've all been hoping to grow as we move forward as a nation, is being curtailed somewhat here with talk of public servants who use te reo Māori. It's not something that is rewardable financially. And also the use of real Māori names for government agencies is certainly being scaled back. From your standing or understanding, Peripi, is it actually legal for the government to tell government officials to stop using te reo Māori or to remove Māori names?
No. The language is protected by nature of its official status in Aotearoa. And official languages, you know, reach that point because, you know, the constitutional partners in a country decide to create spaces for the language and allow them to operate as significant modern languages, both in private and national life. And as a result of that, they pass official language acts, and the major official languages are thus protected. And once they're protected in that way, they can't be pushed back into a secondary position. The Constitution creates this position of equality, under a principle of equality, and that is the operating principle. And so those voices that have come out